This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ah, the plots against Donald Trump continue. There's so much going on. The judges ruled, for example, that DACA must be reinstated. An executive order can't be undone by another executive order. That's the logic of the left these days. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. How do you rule that? What kind of common sense is, okay, Barack Obama says this is what I want, which, by the way, was unconstitutional for him to do it. And then Trump says, look, it's unconstitutional. I'm undoing that with a new executive order. Oh, you can't issue an executive order? That's the game we're in. Hey, we're going to make rules, and then we're going to change rules, because that's what the left does. They never want you to know the rules. I told many people, I know I was having this conversation with somebody, and I said, look, what if every time you went to play football, you know the rules of football? And let's say your guy runs for a touchdown and they give you a penalty. They go, no, 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 the other team gets 3 points. And you go, what? The only way you get 3 points is if the other team kicks a field goal. Yeah, that was the rules before. That's not the rules now. And then the next time you show up, you intercept the ball and they give you a penalty. And you go, well, what's that for? Well, you interfered with the receiver trying to get, you get what I'm saying? I'm making a couple of very simple examples of just how we play the game. We wake up every morning ready to play by the rules, ready to do things the right way. And you know what they do? They go, Mueller investigation. And you go, there's no collusion with Trump and the Russians. There's a ton of collusion with Hillary Clinton and a bunch of other people with the Russians. And they go, nope, you scored a touchdown, the other team gets 3 points. What kind of logic is that? That's the same logic that we're pursuing, the Mueller investigation. That's the same logic that the media is pursuing, saying, they're beating us up, man. They're beating us up. The media are bullies who got their butts kicked and now want to claim victim status. That's exactly what it is. Let me tell you, I've been not in a bunch of situations like this. I've been in a situation where I watch a guy, you know, just beating up on kids, you know, doing whatever, and you go to him and you go, hey, man, you ought to quit that. And he didn't know who I was, and, you know, next thing you know, pow, he's on the ground, and then he's like, oh, what'd you do that for? What'd you do that for? Because I told you, stop picking on these kids. And when you thought that it was going to be an easy way with me, because you're bigger and I'm smaller, then you said, okay, I'm going to beat you up too. And guess what, bully? You got beat down. And let me tell you what happens. They get up and they go, what'd you do that for? Why you hit me? Because you deserved it. That's why. I tweeted to the president because he said, oh, you know, the fake news is trying to cry foul. And I said, hey, Mr. President, stay the course. It shows that you're winning. Not that I have to tell him. I know he's going to stay the course. But you get what I'm saying? I'm reinforcing to him that you're doing the right thing. And that, by the way, that's what tweeting does. That's what all this social media does. When you contact us at kjradio.com, you give me a phone call, 844-551-8255. You know what you do? You validate that I'm legit. You validate that something I said resonates with you. I got a buddy, Tom's out there. He knows it. He's listening to the program now. Tom sends me crazy amount of emails. Kev, good point. He's listening and giving me the points as he goes along, probably so he doesn't forget them. But he just, ba-ba-bam, 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 and I read every one of them. I can't respond to every one of them because I'm swamped, but I read them. Many others, I get your voicemails, I get everything that you give to me, we get, and we don't always play them or whatever because, you know, they just aren't relevant. It's just information sometimes you just want to give to me or whatever, but we get it. And it's validation of what we do. So go out there and talk to these people. That's what Donald Trump's doing right now. I mentioned the other day he had a rally in Florida. Completely sold out. People waiting to get in. He had a rally in Pennsylvania. Completely sold out. He's Let me tell you, our politicians are begging this man to come in. You go back and look at what was happening with Barack Obama. Nothing close. Nobody wanted this clown to come. And then look at the outcome. 2010, 2014, and 2018. The best thing that can happen to you if you are a Republican candidate is you get Donald Trump to come to your state and endorse you. So where has he gone? Florida. Talked about it. Battleground state. He barely won. Pennsylvania. Battleground state. He barely won. Unexpectedly won. Michigan. Battleground state. He barely won. Unexpectedly won. You know what Donald Trump is doing? He's saying to the rest of the world, I'm going to fill these stadiums. I'm going to prove to you that there's no less, fervor, clamor for me and my policies than prior to the election. And while he's out there building up the Republican Party, helping these people fundraise, et cetera, and endorsing the candidates that he won and giving you a lot of surprises, and I'll talk more about this in a bit, why this is so disruptive to the political fabric. But he's out there and he's campaigning not only for 2018, he's campaigning for 2020. What masterful way to do this. And he's thumbing his nose at the media saying, I dare you to tell people that these rallies don't matter. Tell them. See what happens. There was a group of protesters that I believe at the, no, Ohio. It was in Ohio. He had a rally in Ohio. Over the weekend, man, the dude was just prolific. Going to battleground state after battleground state. And he's, I'm talking holding huge rallies. You can ignore it at the DC level, at the national CNN level, the MSNBC level. Ignore it all you want. Let me tell you, grassroots people showing up in droves, people who were former Barack Obama supporters, former Clinton supporters, moderates, going, what's the big deal? I see the big deal. This guy's policies work. We forget what DC says. I'm going to vote locally and I'm going to shift the dynamics of what I'm seeing here. That's what Donald Trump is doing. Good for him. I love it. And you know what the media says? Oh, no. Big distraction. He tweeted that LeBron James was stupid. Trump tweeted something about LeBron. He said Don Lemon actually makes LeBron James look smart. Because Don Lemon is a stupid interviewer. I'm telling you right now, I've been with Don Lemon multiple times. I used to have respect for Don Lemon. I have zero respect for this man. Zero. He's a partisan hack that at one point would be moderate and kind of go back and forth. But you know what he did? He sold out to the CNN ideal. And now he's just part of that structure that's trying to bring down the president. Well, good luck with that, because it ain't working. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Birthday, Happy Valentine's Day. Great day to be a conservative. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If I were the Democrats, I would want some distractions, too. Oh, yeah. I would want to talk about LeBron James tweets. I would want to try to... Michael Avenatti was on The View. Did you see this? He says, all of my sexual fantasies involve handcuffs. And that was big news. Woo-hoo-hoo! Joy Behar. They're all, Michael Avenatti, a dude that just got out of bankruptcy court. Representing, for all intents and purposes, let's just be honest, a woman of the evening, right? He's big name, big news. In fact, some person had the nerve, I swear this is a true story, had the nerve to ask if Michael Avenatti might consider running for president of the United States. What level of desperation must you be at? Oh, let me tell you what level. The desperation of the Democrats. I'm going to get into that a little later in the broadcast. The big trouble that the Democrats are in, huge. Michael Avenatti is a possible Democratic candidate? Look, okay, you're wanting to flatter the guy because you're having an interview with him? You know, well, is there a possibility that you might run for president, Mr. Avenatti? You know, you never know. What? What journalist that truly wants to look at things objectively would even bring that up? But where would you, when you're preparing your notes, that would be like saying, hey, Stormy Daniels, any chances you might become the first lady? Wow. Not a snowball's chance in H.E. Double Crooked Socks for either of those things to occur. But here, the lamestream media wants you to believe that's a possibility. And they're putting that, they're flying this guy as a poster child. He is an embarrassment to the Democratic Party. Even at the lowest level, there's nobody paying attention to Michael Avenatti. Oh, we have dirt on Donald Trump. We've got the thing. Where's the story? Huh? Hey, by the way, where's Adam Schiff? Anybody smell him? I haven't had the scent of Adam Schiff around. He was the guy that was talking about how bad the Russian collusion is. He was in the, go back 2 months, 3 months ago, this dude was in the news every day on three different leftist outlets, and he's got nothing to say? Where's James Comey? Where are you tweeting from, James Comey? I'm Barack Obama, where are you? McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, you think all this stuff has gone away? Let me tell you, the reason why you're not hearing anything about it is because it's bad news for the Democrats. When it comes back up, they have to have a strategy. You want to know why you aren't hearing anything from them? They are meeting to say, what's our next move? Nothing's working. Alinsky is rolling over in his grave, or well, no, he's not. He's getting burned in, you know, in Hades. But wherever he is, he's disappointed that nothing that he of his tactics work against Donald Trump. None of it. They want subterfuge. They want to fool the American public because that's all they got. Trump approval ratings. This was a tweet. 50%. Macron approval ratings, 36%. This is in their own countries. Trump is at 50%. Macron of France, 36%. Theresa May of Great Britain, 30%. Angela Merkel, 29%. Now, Trump is at 50% approval in a country that is divided because of leftism, etc. And this is despite a global media attack on him that's 90% adversarial. The idea that he could be at 50% given all the things that he's been up against is practically unheard of. It's like winning the lotto. Another guy tweeted this. This was from last week. He says, another few things the mainstream media ignored this week. Remains of our servicemen being returned from North Korea. You knew about that, of course. Donald Trump donating his entire salary back to the Treasury. Democrat Senator Feinstein having a Chinese spy on her payroll for 20 years. Now, that's just three. We could even talk about the dismissing of a GDP that's at 4.1% in a quarter that people say it shouldn't happen. 4.1% in a quarter that they would go, oh, there's no way it would ever be over 2% in that quarter. Well, it was. What do you say now? So, look, this is what we face day in and day out. And this is why you're listening to this program, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255. But this is why you're in the fight. This is why I look at this as training. I really do. Because if you leave it to just what you're going to find, I mean, even though you're listening to the right sources and all that, if you leave it to that, you think we're melting. Republicans are in bad shape. Donald Trump, how's he going to win? The Republicans are getting going to get creamed if they follow him, etc. All nonsense. I've probably spent three segments in the last couple, three shows talking about the Donald Trump strategy. And I'll ask you this again. Go to look at any of the rallies that Donald Trump has. Standing room only. People waiting outside. Doesn't matter what the weather is. Where is he having them? Battleground states. Where is he? Who is he propping up? Anybody that's theoretically having issues, you know, struggling in the campaign. Donald Trump says, I'll come. I'll be there to help you. I don't know how he's picking and choosing, but his team is doing it. It's not being done by a bunch of rhinos. There's not a bunch of deep, swamp rat deep state operatives that are helping pick these people. Businessman appointed in one location. I'm going to talk about that over an established Republican. I'll talk about that a little later. So Donald Trump's going out there, filling seats, filling these venues. And you aren't hearing the media say, oh, well, that's just, you know, that's nothing. You know, they're just a bunch of looky-loos. If you don't think that that's influencing how people are going to vote, you're out of your minds, folks. This is going to influence them. And again, what are you doing? Are you involved? Are you in a game? Found a candidate that you go, I can go door to door in my neighborhood. I can put up signs. I can do some small thing. One little thing. If you convert one person, just think of it. Wherever you may be. I don't know the markets we're in. I know, well, Utah, we got Oregon, we got Georgia. I mean, wherever you're listening, if you convert one person, you know somebody, maybe they know somebody. Just help out. That's all we need. Don't leave it to chance. I'm not concerned. I'm just telling you, even with the right strategy, we have to do our part. I'm going to go vote. You need to go vote. These people are on the ropes. We have them on the ropes for a reason. And they deserve it. They deserve to be on the ropes because if you look at what they're doing to us, quite frankly, I don't get it. It's like getting up in the morning and you have a brother, and before you can go have breakfast or brush your teeth, you got to fight your brother. I'm talking about to the death. You got to fight him because he's ideologically against whatever you stand for. It doesn't matter what you're going to do. Hey, you want me to make you breakfast this morning, bro? We're going to fight it out, brother. Come on. I think, did you mishear me? I'm going to make us breakfast and so we can get along with our day. I heard you plain and clear. We're going to fight it out. Okay, then. Let's do it. I mean, that's the conclusion I've come to. 50% approval for Donald Trump in his own country. Nobody else with that.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Mendocino Fire, which is burning northwest of Sacramento, became the largest fire in California's history. Firefighters are continuing to battle the situation, but this man says it's so sad to see people lose all they had.
What can you say? It makes you sick to your stomach. Everything they've worked for all their life, gone in a heartbeat.
The search continues for University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Now, she went missing almost 3 weeks ago. Now, her father is still holding out hope and believes she may be with someone.
Probably someone who cares about her.
But that relationship was misguided, misinterpreted, and went wrong. And I think they are in a place with Molly, and they don't know how to get themselves out of this horrible situation.
Meanwhile, authorities are remaining tight-lipped when it comes to any suspects. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you struggle with yourself? When you see Democrats going down in flames? Are you questioning what's going on? Oh my gosh, they're going down in flames. Do you find yourself wishing they would? Because I do. Don't feel bad. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Call. I'll take your call. I'll be your shrink. Kevin, I just find myself hoping the Democrats get caught, that people go to prison, that people get electrocuted, you know, whatever. I get it. I will be the priest, and you can give me all your sin. I will take it up to Jesus for you, okay? KJRadio.com is how you can get a hold of us if you want to absolve yourself of what you believe to be a sin. It ain't a sin when you're responding back. Because let me tell you what, folks. The Democrats want you down. They want your demise. And they want it in the form of the economy. They want people to nuke us. They want to let our enemies have nukes. They want to finance our enemies getting nukes. They want to encourage black families to continue to break up. They want to encourage kids to learn socialism. They want to encourage businesses to become communists and let the unions run them and all kinds of things. And none of it works, but that doesn't matter to them. Doesn't matter. Go look at videos, watch these newscasters, whatever. You will find out how much vitriol, how much hatred these people have for us. And it makes me have no sympathy for them. None at all. I relish, I rejoice in the idea that the Democrats are in big trouble. The Democrats, folks, have gone from panic because they have no message to pretending not to be worried. But they are very worried. Just for the record, when I tell you they have no message, when I tell you they've lost their way, this isn't Kevin Jackson talking. This is Democrats speaking themselves.
I think a lot about the Democratic Party nationally and how it seems that that connection to people, where they are, what their experiences are, their struggles, their hurts and their pain, how we seem to have lost our way. And on how what you all are doing in this room, what we need to be doing is reconnecting ourselves to folk where they are.
Now that was Senator Cory Booker, the guy who they think is going to be the next Barack Obama. The gay blade, you know, another black dude on the down low on the Democratic side that doesn't have the guts to tell you that he's gay. Senator Cory Booker, angry black man, if you remember some of his video clips, and he admits the Democrats have lost their way, because indeed they have. See, the Democrats used to be the people that represented the people in terms of the, you know, the downtrodden. And I will never give the Democrats credit for being good at this. Never. Because they weren't. They represented white America. They were the most racist, classist people on the country. But they did touch the lower citizens, as it were, in a socialist way. Let's give them Social Security. Let's give them all these safety nets. It'll make them feel good. And then we'll gain power and we'll continue to segregate the country and divide and conquer. And they have done it better than anybody. Talk about a 200-year strategy that's worked to the hilt. That's where we are. Democrats are that way. But they will get out and walk the street. They want to hear the common man's problem, and then they want to solve it. You know, they think that there's a big Band-Aid that can be put on things because government can fix it all. That's what Cory Booker's about. What we conservatives, we pragmatists, we the truly the people that put Republican, what we're about is I'm going to listen to your problems, and I'm going to tell you how you can solve it. I'm not going to tell you how government can solve it. That's like saying whenever you get into trouble, I'm going to give you a number to call for a cop. Well, if you're in trouble and you got to pick up your phone to call somebody, forget about it. It's too late. I'm going to teach you how to solve your problem. I'm going to teach you some martial arts. I'm going to teach you how to box or whatever. That's helping you solve your own personal problem. If you're getting beat up every day at school, it ain't a cop that's going to help you. It's you. You're going to help yourself. If you're getting bullied at work every day, are you waiting on your lawyer? Who are you waiting on? You waiting on the president to come in? No, you're going to deal. If you're smart, you're going to deal with it. If it means getting downright Machiavellian. But the Democrats are in big trouble, and there's a reason for it. They go talk to people. We need to get out, and we need to get it. The Democrats are in touch with people. They know what's going on. They know people want jobs. They know people want to be able to move up in their jobs. They know people want stability. They want to know to be able to plan for the future. They had 8 years to get this done under the best guy in the world, according to them, and they couldn't get it done. And here's Donald Trump, a year and a half. And you know what he's doing? He's doing everything that Cory Booker said. The billionaire, the blue-collar billionaire, the guy who's used to being on that construction site with his hard hat on, knowing every aspect of that business from the top to the bottom. You have a guy like that running your government right now. He knows every aspect of the business, or he's learning it, and he's saying, I'm redoing this. This is not the way you build a building, and he's taking it apart. And he knows what he's doing. And he's reaching out. And you know what he's doing? He's touching all those people that Cory Booker says the Democrat Party used to touch. Who do you think has made the biggest transition? Do you think it's elitist Republicans? Oh, my gosh. We love Donald Trump. He's putting so much money in our pockets. Oh, my goodness. No. It's the common man. It's that steel worker. It's that factory guy. It's that coal miner. It's those guys. It's the ordinary Joe that's out there that is the thankless person that keeps your energy on, you know, keeps you with fuel or whatever. It's guys that are nondescript and ladies that are nondescript. And the Democrats are focused on, oh, Trump grabbed some woman by this or that. And there are women going, you know what? I don't care. I've been grabbed by people a lot worse than him. And I'm glad I have a job. Or I'm glad my, you know, grabbing man has a job. Trump is in touch with him. Every time they expose Trump's flaws, they humanize him even more to the very base that they're trying to reach. And that's why you keep seeing the distance. And here's the deal. I love that the distance isn't some big spike. It's not a spike. It is a slow growing, you know, hill. Think of it as a volcano. Volcanoes look like flat ground until there's a fissure, and then they start to build. And they don't explode as a flat ground. They build up to a hill. You get what I'm saying? And then they explode. Trump hasn't even exploded. You follow me? Let me go back to what I was saying. The Democrats are panicked. Why? They have no message. Now they pretend to not be worried. They go, oh, no, no, we're not worried. Yeah. David Axelrod, I think it was. Do we have a clip from him? He actually said that the Democrats had wind in their sails. Let's play that clip.
How will Democrats decide on their party's direction? We want to get the bottom line this morning with CNN senior political commentator David Axelrod. Ax, great to see you. We only have about 27 questions to get to with you to kind of sum all of what's happened this week up.
All right, but I'll give you yes, no answers.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. We're both fascinated by the state of the Democratic Party, whether it's views on impeachment, whether how far progressive to go in the party, all of those strains. And it strikes me that in opposition to a president, I think back to Obama, and it took 8 years of opposition to Bush for Democrats ultimately to get it right, because it didn't work in 2004. It took until Barack Obama to kind of get to, for that opposition to really gel. What are you seeing in the Democratic Party, and does it look like it's coherent enough to take on Trump, as they would like to do?
Yeah, you know, first of all, George W. Bush didn't win by all that much in 2004. That was a very close election. As you know, Ohio decided that election. But leaving that aside, there is a lot of energy, and you saw it, you've seen it from the day after the inauguration and the big protests, that has translated into higher voter turnouts, larger numbers of candidates, grassroots contributions and so on. And then in the elections themselves, Democrats have been pretty successful in flipping seats. So there are all kinds of objective indications. You know, there's a special election next week in Ohio, in a district that Trump won by 11 points. That's a plus 7 Republican district, in which it is a neck and neck race. These are indications of something going on out there. So I do think that there is a tailwind behind Democrats. That doesn't guarantee anything, and it will be the presidential candidate who defines the image and the direction of the party in 2020. That's never decided in off-year elections.
Welcome back, everybody. That was an optimistic David Axelrod. What he said was really key, though. In 2020, it's going to be the candidate that gives the party direction. Who's the candidate? I'd love to know who the candidate is that they think is going to give them the direction that they can beat Donald Trump. The person who's going to run against Donald Trump in 2020 is, it will just, let's just call them what they are, sacrificial lamb. You're not going to, your time to beat Donald Trump is over. Donald Trump will serve 2 terms, and the only thing that's going to stop that is God. That's it. Anyway, I want to continue with this because I still want you to understand how bad the Democrats are and what their strategies are when we come
back. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Do you struggle with yourself when you see Democrats going down in flames? Are you questioning what's going? Oh my gosh, they're going down in flames. Do you find yourself wishing they would? Because I do. Don't feel bad. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Call. I'll take your call. I'll be your shrink. Kevin, I just find myself hoping the Democrats get caught, that people go to prison, that people get electrocuted, you know, whatever. I get it. I will be the priest, and you can give me all your sin. I will take it up to Jesus for you, okay? KJRadio.com is how you can get a hold of us if you want to absolve yourself of what you believe to be a sin. It ain't a sin when you're responding back. Because let me tell you what, folks, the Democrats want you down. They want your demise. And they want it in the form of the economy. They want people to nuke us. They want to let our enemies have nukes. They want to finance our enemies getting nukes. They want to encourage black families to continue to break up. They want to encourage kids to learn socialism. They want to encourage businesses to become communists and let the unions run them and all kinds of things. And none of it works, but that doesn't matter to them. Doesn't matter. Go look at videos, watch these newscasters, whatever. You will find out how much vitriol, how much hatred these people have for us. And it makes me have no sympathy for them. None at all. I relish, I rejoice in the idea that the Democrats are in big trouble. The Democrats, folks, have gone from panic because they have no message to pretending not to be worried. But they are very worried. Just for the record, when I tell you they have no message, when I tell you they've lost their way, this isn't Kevin Jackson talking. This is Democrats speaking themselves.
I think a lot about the Democratic Party nationally and how it seems that that connection to people, where they are, what their experiences are, their struggles, their hurts and their pain, how we seem to have lost our way. And on how what you all are doing in this room, what we need to be doing is reconnecting ourselves to folk where they are.
Now, that was Senator Cory Booker, the guy who they think is going to be the next Barack Obama. The gay blade, you know, another black dude on the down low on the Democratic side that doesn't have the guts to tell you that he's gay. Senator Cory Booker, angry black man, if you remember some of his video clips, and he admits the Democrats have lost their way, because indeed they have. See, the Democrats used to be the people that represented the people in terms of the, you know, the downtrodden. And I will never give the Democrats credit for being good at this. Never. Because they weren't. They represented white America. They were the most racist, classist people on the country. But they did touch the lower citizens, as it were, in a socialist way. Let's give them Social Security. Let's give them all these safety nets. It'll make them feel good. And then we'll gain power and we'll continue to segregate the country and divide and conquer. And they have done it better than anybody. Talk about a 200-year strategy that's worked to the hilt. That's where we are. Democrats are that way. But they will get out and walk the street. They want to hear the common man's problem, and then they want to solve it. You know, they think that there's a big Band-Aid that can be put on things because government can fix it all. That's what Cory Booker's about. What we conservatives, we pragmatists, we the people that put Republican, what we're about is I'm going to listen to your problems, and I'm going to tell you how you can solve it. I'm not going to tell you how government can solve it. That's like saying whenever you get into trouble, I'm going to give you a number to call for a cop. Well, if you're in trouble and you got to pick up your phone to call somebody, forget about it. It's too late. I'm going to teach you how to solve your problem. I'm going to teach you some martial arts. I'm going to teach you how to box or whatever. That's helping you solve your own personal problem. If you're getting beat up every day at school, it ain't a cop that's going to help you. It's you. You're going to help yourself. If you're getting bullied at work every day, are you waiting on your lawyer? Who are you waiting on? You waiting on the president to come in? No, you're going to deal. If you're smart, you're going to deal with it. If it means getting downright Machiavellian. But the Democrats are in big trouble, and there's a reason for it. They go talk to people. We need to get out, and we need to get into. The Democrats are in touch with people. They know what's going on. They know people want jobs. They know people want to be able to move up in their jobs. They know people want stability. They want to know to be able to plan for the future. They had 8 years to get this done under the best guy in the world, according to them, and they couldn't get it done. And here's Donald Trump, a year and a half. You know what he's doing? He's doing everything that Cory Booker said. The billionaire, the blue-collar billionaire, the guy who's used to being on that construction site with his hard hat on, knowing every aspect of that business from the top to the bottom. You have a guy like that running your government right now. He knows every aspect of the business, or he's learning it. And he's saying, I'm redoing this. This is not the way you build a building. And he's taking it apart. And he knows what he's doing. And he's reaching out. And you know what he's doing? He's touching all those people that Cory Booker says the Democrat Party used to touch. Who do you think has made the biggest transition? Do you think it's elitist Republicans? Oh, my gosh, we love Donald Trump. He's putting so much money in our pockets. Oh, my goodness. No. It's the common man. It's that steel worker. It's that factory guy. It's that coal miner. It's those guys. It's the ordinary Joe that's out there that is the thankless person that keeps your energy on, you know, keeps you with fuel or whatever. It's guys that are nondescript and ladies that are nondescript. And the Democrats are focused on, oh, Trump grabbed some woman by this or that. And there are women going, you know what? I don't care. I've been grabbed by people a lot worse than him. And I'm glad I have a job, or I'm glad my, you know, grabbing man has a job. Trump is in touch with them. Every time they expose Trump's flaws, they humanize him even more to the very base that they're trying to reach. And that's why you keep seeing the distance. And here's the deal. I love that the distance isn't some big spike. It's not a spike. It is a slow growing, you know, hill. Think of it as a volcano. Volcanoes look like flat ground until there's a fissure. And then they start to build. And they don't explode as a flat ground. They build up to a hill. You get what I'm saying? And then they explode. Trump hasn't even exploded. You follow me? Let me go back to what I was saying. The Democrats are panicked. Why? They have no message. Now they pretend to not be worried. They go, oh, no, we're not worried. Yeah. David Axelrod, I think it was. Do we have a clip from him? He actually said that the Democrats had wind in their sails. Let's play that clip.
How will Democrats decide on their party's direction? We want to get the bottom line this morning with CNN senior political commentator David Axelrod. Ax, great to see you. We only have about 27 questions to get to with you to kind of sum all of what's happened this week up.
All right, but I have yes, no answers.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. We're both fascinated by the state of the Democratic Party, whether it's views on impeachment, whether how far progressive to go in the party, all of those strains. And it strikes me that in opposition to a president, I think back to Obama, and it took 8 years of opposition to Bush for Democrats ultimately to get it right, because it didn't work in 2004. It took until Barack Obama to kind of get to, for that opposition to really gel. What are you seeing in the Democratic Party, and does it look like it's coherent enough to take on Trump, as they would like to do?
Yeah, you know, first of all, George W. Bush didn't win by all that much in 2004. That was a very close election. As you know, Ohio decided that election. But leaving that aside, there is a lot of energy, and you saw it. You've seen it from the day after the inauguration and the big protests that has translated into higher voter turnouts, larger numbers of candidates, grassroots contributions and so on. And then in the elections themselves, Democrats have been pretty successful in flipping seats. So there are all kinds of objective indications. You know, there's a special election next week in Ohio, in a district that Trump won by 11 points. That's a +7 Republican district in which it is a neck-and-neck race. These are indications of something going on out there. So I do think that there is a tailwind behind Democrats. That doesn't guarantee anything, and it will be the presidential candidate who defines the image and the direction of the party in 2020. That's never decided in off-year elections.
Welcome back, everybody. That was an optimistic David Axelrod. What he said was really key, though. In 2020, it's going to be the candidate that gives the party direction. Who's the candidate? I'd love to know who the candidate is that they think is going to give them the direction that they can beat Donald Trump.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.